This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Richard Dawkins may be trying to soften the impact of his words, but it doesn't seem to be working. A couple days ago, Dawkins said that the DNA defect of Down syndrome should lead to a moral absolute of abortion. Now he says it's simply the moral and sensible choice to abort, and that a couple should then try again. Seemingly unable to contain his own self-perception of a moral high ground, Dawkins then repeats himself, saying it would be immoral not to kill such a baby in abortion. Dawkins is facing worldwide condemnation from pro-life and Down syndrome organizations. Because Colorado's constitution bans state funding of abortion, a pro-life advocate filed suit to stop millions of dollars from going to Planned Parenthood. This week, a Denver court dismissed the case, and the plaintiff's ADF attorneys promise an appeal. This is Life News Radio. Isn't life an awesome gift? Married couples have the power, the right, the calling to co-create an eternal life with God that will last forever. God has also designed us so that we can plan, can order our families effectively, naturally, and without the artificial means of chemicals or barriers. Register for classes in NFP, Natural Family Planning, near you, online at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252. The Ice Bucket Challenge is being met with another challenge, one of a moral sort. While the ALS Association admits to using embryonic stem cell research, an article at lifenews.com points out at least four organizations, including the John Paul II Medical Research Institute, as good and moral adult stem cell alternatives for your support. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.